We thank you for listening to the weekly sermon of First United Methodist Church, Missouri City, Texas. We're a church that's making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. For more information about the church and its ministries, or how we can pray for you, visit us on the web at fumcmc.org. If you desire to make a quick contribution in support of our ministries, you can text to give. Simply text the amount you want to give to 281-369-4870 and follow the instructions. And now, as you listen, we hope that you find this podcast meaningful and transformational in your journey of faith.
So, show of hands, be honest. How many of you have ever asked God for a sign? Most of us have. Well, there, 1998, this one guy wanted to have a sign from God. And when he didn't get it, he kept asking. So he decided to, take matters in his own hand. So he made a donation to an advertising agency. And he said, I want to put up signs from God in our local community. And all of a sudden, these billboards started to appear. They were very simple. They were black with white lettering, and they all were signed from God. And eventually, the whole thing kind of went viral, and it ended up with 10,000 billboards in over 200 cities. So many, many people received signs from God. Anybody remember those? Here's a couple. We need to talk, God. One of my favorites, let's meet at my house Sunday before the game, God. Tell the kids I love them, God. And then my all-time favorite, you think it's hot here, God. And then this one, it's a small world. I know, I made it. So those are signs from God that some donor came up with. Now, I am sure, pretty sure, that when Moses was leading the people of Israel through the wilderness, there were no black billboards with signs from God. But there is this story kind of buried in Exodus where Moses got very frustrated. And he, in a fit of frustration, he demanded from God a sign. And I am thankful that Moses had the moxie, had the guts to make that demand because, let me just tell you the story. It's a story that it's not in the Ten Commandments, it's not in the Prince of Egypt, but it's one of my favorite Moses stories. Moses had just come down from the mountain, had the Ten Commandments. You might remember the first time down, he came down and there they were worshiping the golden calf, remember? And God was not too pleased with that. And what God said to Moses is that something like, you can still take the people into the promised land, but I'm not going. Well, with everything Moses had gone through, dealing with these complaining, stiff-necked, murmuring, grumbling people who were never happy, that did not sit well with Moses. So he trekked back up the mountain, and he had this conversation with God, and you can find it in the 33rd chapter of Exodus if you have your Bibles. We're going to start at verse 12, and this is what it says. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, God, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." I don't know if you just saw what Moses did there, but Moses did what I think a lot of us do. We may not like to admit it, But I think most of us, when we find ourselves in a situation where the future is uncertain, where it looks like it may be incredibly difficult, Moses wanted to know God's plan. And so he resorts to doing some bargaining with God. Does anyone else ever bargain with God? And you know, it's maybe I'm the only one, but there are times, Lord, if you heal this person, I promise. You can fill in the blank. Anybody else ever? What about this one? Lord, if you get me out of the mess just this one time, I promise you I will never. Anybody else ever bargain with God? Yeah. And then I'll tell you a secret if you promise not to tell anyone. There are times when I step it up a little bit. I don't just bargain with God. I do what I like to call some spiritual blackmail, right? I like to question God's character, and I'm sure I'm the only one who's done this, so you may not understand, so let me explain. Something like this. God, I thought you were the great physician. If you're so great, why don't you heal my friend? Right? Anyone ever pull that? Or my favorite, because it sounds like one of my kids when they were younger. Lord, I thought you loved me. If you really love me, then you'll let me. Anyone do that? Just me? Just me. I'm all alone. But that's exactly what Moses did. He bargained with God, and then he kind of called into question God's character, right? And the reason why I love that, because I love how God responded, right? Right? And it kind of gives me permission. If Moses can do it, then maybe I can do it. And this is God's response. Verse 14. He said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And then in verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you ask if you found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. You notice what God didn't do? God never got angry. God didn't call into question Moses' faith. God didn't tell him to grow up. God didn't tell him to pull up his big boy panties and just deal with it. God responded with love, with compassion, with kindness. And he did it in such an amazing way, because he said to Moses, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And then in verse 17, he does something even more amazing. He says to Moses, I know you by name. Now, in our world, that doesn't mean as much. But in the Hebrew world, when you knew someone's name, when you reminded them that you know their name, that is one of the most intimate relationships you can have. And so what God is really saying to Moses is, I know your name. I know every need that you have. I know every fear that you feel. I know every doubt that enters your mind. It's the same thing that David wrote in Psalm 139, when David writes that God says, I know when you stand up and I know when you sit down. It's that sort of relationship. Now, the reason why I love that story is because there are times when I face some pretty dark times. There are times when I face them, and if I'm honest with you, I sometimes doubt God, and I sometimes even doubt my faith. And when I do that, I can turn to this story, and God treats me with the same compassion and kindness and love that he responded to Moses with. I may ask God for answers. I may cry out, why? But God gives me something even better. Because when I hit those times and I turn to those pages, I am reminded of what God says to me. He says, Marty, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest, and I know your name. And there are times when that's all I need to be reminded of. But if I'm honest with you, sometimes that's not enough, right? Sometimes that sounds like pie in the sky theology. It sounds like the stuff of health and wealth. If I believe enough, everything is going to work out. And so that's why I'm thankful that Moses didn't leave it at verse 17. Moses went one step further. He went to verse 18. And in verse 18, Moses says to God, okay, God, if you really are with me, if you really are who you say you are, then show me your glory. What Moses wanted wasn't just some lip service from God. He didn't want to just know that God was going to be with him. He wanted a sign. He wanted some kind of proof that God was faithful and God was true to his word. And the most beautiful part of the story happens right there, is God says, okay, I will let you do this. I will show you my glory. And what God does is God puts Moses in the cleft of a rock. And according to the Hebrew writer, God covers Moses' face with his hand. And God goes by. And when God passes by, God lets Moses see. And according to the Hebrew writer, Moses sees the backside of God. Now, what the Hebrew writer really said, the real translation, in verse 23, can we put it up there? He didn't say, you shall see my back. He said, he saw the place God just was. See, Moses didn't really see a body of God. He simply saw the place where God just was. And that's the lesson. That's what I hold on to. Because look, we may not always see God right when he's here, but we'll recognize him when he's passed by. We can see God in the place where he just was. I received an email this week, and it was a very short email. I got it on Friday, I think, after my blog went out. And the email simply said, and does God show you his glory? And my answer is equally short. Yes. We may not be able to see God when he is right in front of us, but we can see God where he just was. In other words, when we look back on our lives, when we take the time to look back on our past, we can see God moving in and out all through it. See, that's the lesson. That's the story. We may question God's faithfulness right here, right now, but when we look back, when we examine our life, we see that God was always faithful. And if God was always faithful then, we are assured that God is faithful now. If we ever question whether or not God loves us, God's grace, God's compassion, all you have to do is look back. I try every night at some point during the evening to look back at the day, no matter whether it was a good day or a bad day, and I try to see where God was with me and I missed them. And more often than not, I find God's hand and I see just where he was. And I hear the words, Marty, my presence is with you. And I will give you rest. And I know you by name. Look, I know some of you are going through some real difficult times. It's Father's Day, and it may not feel like it. You buried a child. I don't know. You got medical results that you didn't really want to hear. You're grieving the loss of a loved one. And just there's this darkness here, this struggle, and you just wonder, is God really here? God is here. And if you look back, you will see that God never has left you. And that's not some pie in the sky theology. That's not some wishful thinking. That's the promise God makes, and that's the promise God keeps. Now, I loved VBS this week. I loved that the theme. I love the curriculum. I love the stories that were told. It was so much fun because what happened each day was the same thing. It was great. There'd be 250, 260 kids piled into this sanctuary, and they'd be standing, and Leah would be up here, and Leah would yell something out. Hey, kids, stand up. If you went to VBS, adults, whatever, stand up, because you're going to play along with me. Go ahead, stand up. Leah would yell out, when life is unfair. And then that was on Sunday. Then on Monday, Leah stood here and she yelled out, when life is scary. And then on Tuesday, it was all about change. And Leah stood here and she said, when life changes. And then on Wednesday, it's when life is sad. When life is sad. And then finally on Friday, on Thursday, when everything was going crazy, she just kind of yelled out, when life is good. And I just love that. Because it reminds me that no matter what we're going through, our God is always good. But I wish group Leah would have done one thing differently. See, because if I was writing the curriculum, I would have added a phrase. I would have said something like, God is good and God is with you. Because see, then I'm reminded of two of the most important things about my faith. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand. It's VBS week. Come on. Now, Allie, when you do the God is good, you're supposed to like do like this. Come here. No, seriously. You're not getting out of it. Get up here. Up all the way. On this side. Okay, so this is how you do it. They're going to show you. Your line is, God is good and God is with you. But when you do the good, you do what? And God is with you. You want to practice? You got to do both of them. We should have practiced, huh? Okay, hold on. God is good. God is with you. Okay. You ready? Your line. God is good and God is with you. You got to do your fist, though, something like that. You can use your left one. Just don't punch anybody. God is good and God is with you. You guys going to be a little more active up here? Let's go. When life is unfair,
God is good. God is with you.
When life is scary,
God is good. God is with you.
When life changes,
God is good. God is with you.
When life is sad,
God is good. God is with you.
And when life is good,
God is good. God is with you.
You guys can sit down. You can sit down. You want a sign from God? Here it is. My presence will go with you, and you will find rest, and I know your name. That's the sign from God. My presence will go with you, and you will find rest, and I know your name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, give you peace both now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit go from this place. And may the peace and the love and the grace of God go with you. And may you know, may you remember, may you never forget that there is nothing you can do, nothing that will ever make God love you less. Because when God sees us, he doesn't see the mistakes that we make. He simply says, wow, you're nothing but the best of the best of the best. And can you imagine for just a moment what your day might be like if you lived it believing that? I think you'd have a good day.